learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Kuvbeis Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top at the end of the line. Omar Avi Lomarav Yevama Shegdila. A Yevama we had here. A Yevama, she was a ketana. She was married to someone, and her husband died. She felt it even to her brother-in-laws, her husband's brothers, but she was a little ketana, so she grew up in the house between the brothers. And we're scared that the brothers were playing around, and she probably pulled off the shoe a few times. Well, you know, while they were sleeping, pulled off their shoes, whatever the case is. So maybe we are worried that she did a chalitza. She's still allowed to get married to one of the brothers with Yibam. We're not worried. Maybe she pulled off one of their shoes. So Gemara makes a deal. Time with lechazinan. It's only because you didn't see. If you saw her pulling off one of their shoes, chayshinan, you're worried that now they can't get married because you did a chalitza. Right, the Gemara, what's the have? I mean, this little ketana pulls off someone's shoe, that's called a chalitza. V'atayim utan b'raisa. Bein shen eskaven hu, v'lein eskaven hi. Sai, if he has kavana, not her. Or bein shen eskaven hi, v'lein eskaven hu. Or she has kavana, and he does not have kavana. Chalitza also psula, she eskaven shneim ke'achot. They both have to have kavana. So what's the have? I mean, in the world over here, that it's a good chalitza. So my answer is, how come? Avagav the chazinon, it means like this, this memra. Even if you see them, her taking off the shoe, ain't choishish shem kivnu. You're not choishish, maybe they had kavana.
Maybe they didn't have the right shoe.
What? Isn't the right shoe is not makiv. Any shoe works, as long as it's leather, for sure. Even not leather, we'll see, but sure, if it's leather shoe, and most people wear leather shoes, it works. Now, you're going to ask me, Akasha, what exactly is the kavana you're supposed to have? Well, which shem yichud do you say when you do the mitzvah chalitza? What's the kavana? So Rashi is a lashon. Dilma chalitza lefois aleihem, but after going skavru lechalitzas mitzvah. So Rashi is mashmi. You have to have kavana of chalitzas mitzvah. If you look at the mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, his lashon is they have to have kavana lahatira lazar to matter her to shuk. That's the kavana. It's a bigger kavana. It's a bigger l'shem yichud. You have the kavana lahatira lazar. So if you don't have that kavana, it doesn't work. So that's what Gemara says. That's the if you see her taking off the shoe, you're not choishes because you're not choishes when you have kavana. V'igadamri, another version of this halacha. Time with lechazinon. Ho chazinon choishin v'tekotana b'yikavana ayni kavana hanim l'shturi v'alma. That's the matter l'shuk. Avla achem v'slo. But to make it enough of a chalitza to pater her to the brothers, that even without kavana makes her possible to them. Like we find such an idea, chalitza psula. To make yourself possible to a brother, it's much easier. So even a chalitza without kavana would be a problem. So if you saw her taking off the shoe, it would be a problem. Not chayish for that, but there would be a problem because it passes her to the brothers to do even many more. I'm Rabbi Dumarav. Sandal atofer pishton ein chaltsimbay. A sandal that's sewn with pishton. We're learning Rashi's second pshat. It's tofer a pishton. You have to sew. Even the stitching has to be out of leather. So sandal atofer pishton ein chaltsimbay. Shenava ba'analcha takash. The pasuk says that a shoe, vanalcha, I'm going to put a shoe on at a tachash, which is a type of animal, actually a kosher animal. So, akaponim, so you see, everything has to be leather, including the stitching. Ve'im a tachash in midi achrin eloi. Maybe then, take it very literally, only the animal called a tachash. Tachash, we're not sure exactly what the animal is. We have it Oris Tachashim, we have it in Parashat Truma. But the tachash, maybe that type of animal, nothing, and no other animal. Then more nal na riba. It says nal in the pasuk twice that he's just any type of nal. Yochi nal na riba fill a kol milinami. Even any type of shoe, even cracks. Mkain tachash my hanale. What's tachash telling us? Teretz says it has to be leather, but it doesn't have to be mamash or tachash. Tysus points out or asks that do you need also to be kosher? Does this be a kosher animal? Tysus masal nalcha. Tysus v'kara ma'itam shtoch shi yeminol ma'ar behemet tahiro tachash k'siv. And Tai says, "Ve'ein nira ki ein lahak b'dem chalts middle behemoth male. Has to be a behemoth. Has to be an ar. Has to be hide. Has to be leather. It does not have to be a kosher animal." Vayim nei Rav Eliezer Merab, who shall ar v'tarsiyosav shall sar? What's the halacha if the leather shoe, but the shoelaces are made out of sar? Tarsiyosav is like the ritzuyosav. The ritzuyos are made out of sar, which is noit social izim, made out of the hair of the animal. What's the halacha? So is it good or not? Amalei mila kriina beiva nacha tachash. Tachash has here also. So it's all still called nacha tachash. It's part of the tachash. So you ask him back, yachi, kula shasar nami. Maybe she use only sar for the shoe. So tomorrow, who karka mikri, or cracks. Who cracker mikri. That's not a That's not a shoe. And the Mimuk Yosef explains, because that's not called a shoe, because it's going to be very fat. If you have to use here, you have to make it very, very thick. And a thick shoe does not look like a shoe. The Mimuk Yosef is like this. Karaka hu ke'ein minel, hu av, it's thick, me'or medubak v'kailan, that's made out of leather, that's glued, im'or acha'av, another piece of thick leather, v'cheina oise minel kulei shosar hu av, it's very thick, behechrech, l'fishim medav k'nyach, you have to stick it together, v'de'ina kara minel klal, the shame f'nei atzma yashloi, shekarin oisei, korka, v'nala marachmona, that's a korka, it's a karka, or a crack, to make it, remember it better, and that's not a nal. Zog dem war weit. Am Rav Kahana lo Shmuel ma mai da hay ve cholso na aloy ma al ragloy. Now we're going back. No, we assume certain things, but the truth is, you know, how do we know what it means? The pasuk says that she goes over to the yavam and she ve cholso na al ragloy. So you tie it all. She pulls off the shoe. What do you mean? Maybe she means puts on the shoe. How do you know what chalitz means? You know, you say every day in every month in Rosh Chodesh benching. Chilutz atzumos. What's chilutz atzumos mean? You know what you're talking about? What's chilutz mean? Anyone knows? So let's learn. We learn today what chilutz atzumos means. So what does chilutz mean? It means you take off the atzumos. You know, we said the chalitz here means to take off, right? You take off the atzumos. You daven Hashem take off the atzumos. Take off the atzumos. What's going on here? So let's see. Let's see. So, Amalei Rav Kahana Shmuel, my dahai v'cholza na'aloi ma'al ragloi mishlefu. How do you know v'cholza na'aloi means you pull off the shoe? So, the reason why we know, because I was waiting for Moshe to tell me, it says in the pasuk, v'cholza savanu ma'ashvehem anega. It says by the imparishes mitzayra, that the cholz avanu ma'ashvehem anega, you take out the oven in the house that gets a nega, you schlep out the oven, ashvehem anega. So, freit gemara v'beveimah, how you know means pulling off? Maybe it means to, zruzi literally means to arm the person, but here it means to put the shoe on. What do we see? Chalitza means to put the shoe on. Dichsiv, he holds him into Chemanashim and Tzava. Take from you Anashim and arm them to go to the army. So, no, Hasam Nami, it's a lotion of Shlufe, it's a lotion of coming off. You tell them this, Shlufe me base Lakrava, take them away from the house to go to war. That's what Chalitza means. Take them away from the house, Lakrava. V'ksiv, another kash says in the pasuk, yechaleitz oni ba'onyoy, which sounds like we're giving a bracha for the oni that he should get more money and he should give him koyach in his poverty. Give him koyach. So he said no. There also means lashon chalitza. V'schar onya, because he's oni, yechaleitz medina shaganim, be saved from medina shaganim. Elo ksiv another raya. Elo ksiv choyne malach Hashem sovav liyarei v'yechaleitzim, which sounds like he gave him koyach. Hashem rested the Malach Hashem around the his Yireya v'yichalzim. No, v'schar Yireya v'yichalzim v'dinah shukhanim. Because their Yireya Yishmayim, Hashem will save them v'dinah shukhanim. Ela hodachsiv, the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya that's giving different brachas, and it says, one of the brachas are, v'atzmaisecha yachalitz, v'amra v'losa zu ma'ula sheva brachas. That's the best brachas. And va'omer rabba means zeruze garmi. It means to give kaiches to the bones. And this is where the bracha of chilutz atzamos choyz benching comes from. These words, this is meulah shel brachas. The best bracha is chilutz atzamos, which means to give koyach and power and sustenance to the bones. So that's already a stumper. It doesn't mean take off the bones. It means to give koyach to the bones. Someone says you're right. Chilutz is mash both ways. In mash ma'achi, mash ma'achi. The hocha. Here it has to mean chalitza means pulling off. Why? If it means to put it on, to say to put on the shoe on the foot. So, and since it says me'al ragloi, so it doesn't make sense. Put on the shoe me'al ragloi. It doesn't work. It doesn't read. V'cholta biragloi, not me'al ragloi. So tomorrow you cause rachmana biragloi, have amina biragloi m'shoikeloi. Mar says, no, I'll tell you, it really means putting on the shoe. Why say ma'al ragloi? To teach us, you can put it above the foot, even on the shaik, which we had a lach before, ma'akuva l'mata, it's good. That fill of a shaiker. So Frank Dimar came, look to Rechamara b'ma'al ragloi. Let's say, v'cholza b'ma'al ragloi. What's my mi'al ragloi? It's from the foot. Shmami no, mishlefu, to take it off. So upon him, now we can take a big sigh of relief. We know now the cholzim aragla means taking off the shoe, and we're doing it right all the years. Taka means taking it off. So I'm only who mina the Rav Gamliel. Once you mentioned chalitza, we're mentioning a little discussion to a certain min apikaris that was telling Rav Gamliel something. It says Amma, the nation the chol slaim varei minay that the husband gave them chalitza. Knesset Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is considered the monarch, considered the woman, and Hashem is considered the man. Hashem is the noisin, and the Klai Yisrael is the makabel. So it says, Amma de cholitz de mari minei. The Klai Yisrael, where they got chalitza from Hashem, the chziv, b'tsoy neom of karm yechul avakish, is Hashem v'lo yimsu cholitz mehem. You're not going to find Hashem de chalitza to you. So he's making fun of Klai Yisrael. Look, Hashem de chalitza to you. Omale Shaita, Miksiv Cholatz Lohem Cholatz Mehem. Hashem got Chalitza from Klai Yisrael Ksiv. V'ilu Yevoma the Chol Tzulei Acha Midi Meshash Yisbei. If a man gets Chalitza from the Isha, does that work? You see, even though the Isha pulls the shoe off the man, who's called the Chalitz? The man. The man is called the Chalitz. He's called the doing Chalitza by allowing someone to take a shoe off, go Chalitza. The Pasuk says that Hashem, Kava Yochel, got Chalitza from Klai Yisrael. That doesn't work. That does not a Chalitza. Chalitza means Hashem has to give Chalitza to Klai Yisrael. Here it is, Chalitza for him. Get Chalitza from them. Different wheels say that's not a problem. It's nothing. If you do Chalitza to the, if the Isha does Chalitza to the Yavam, that's nothing. He has to do Chalitza to her. That's the Pshat in our Gemara. This is help with help from Rabbi Simcha Medesu in the back from the Goyis Chedushim. Okay, so the Gemara writes, "Send our Mishnah Bampila Chalitza Tapsula." Use Bampila, which means a shoe made out of beged, out of material, which would mean like a slipper or a sock. You pull that off, it's possible. It's not called Chalitza. Lemeimra Dampila La Minohu. That's teaching us that Zampilia, the slipper, is not a minnow, not considered a shoe. And we find the same thing by Hilchosim Kippur, but not Hilchosim Kippur. We find the same thing in a Mishnah regarding Shkolim. It's a Shalom, it's a Mishnah. Tanami, Ein Hatayrim Nichnas. It says in Masechta Shkolim that they did a Trumas Halishka three times a year. They went in to the place where they kept all the Shkolim, and they took off Shkolim that they used for Kabbanis. So it says the person who goes in, the Kohen who goes in, doesn't go in, doesn't go in with a robe with pockets. Or with hems. Why? People with chayshes, he'll sneak out a few extra gold coins. And you also don't lay by pila. You don't walk in with a pila either because you can stick some things into the sack. The ain't tzarech layman, it's posh, you can't go over the middle of a sandal. If you say, what?
I'm going into it.
Going into one of the lishkas in the Azara to do trumas halishka. The Azara, it's not Hechel, Azara. It's possible you can't wear a middle of a sandal, but not because of chshash, you might steal something. The reason is, you can now go into the Azara with his shoes on. You have to walk barefoot. So, but mashba and pila, I could walk into the Azara with. What, right? I could walk into the Azara and pila. Why? Because not a shoe. So, kids, we have two rides, not a shoe. Our Mishnah, and we have the Mishnah in Shkolim that sounds like it's not a shoe. For a minute, ask you a kasha. This is from Hilchos Yom Kippur. V'raminu echad minol v'sandal v'ampil yolei tayal ben levayis v'ayis l'mita l'mita. You can't walk around your house even with shoes. Not from bayis v'ayis, not from mita l'mita. You can't wear shoes whatsoever. You can't wear a minol, sandal, and apilo. Vayis is a shoe. On my baya, no, it's not a shoe. Why can't you wear it in Kippur? This big kasisi, because it has katan, umashum, tainug. And it's a tainug, it's too much tainug for Yom Kippur. Amalei Rava Mishum Tainug B'loy Minol B'yom Ekpur Miya Siri Tainug alone is also Yom Kippur. But Rav Bar Huna Karach Sudra Akare. Rav Bar Huna used to wrap around a sudar around his foot and walk around the down on Yom Kippur. So vice toys, you need it has to be a shoe. It's not enough if it's just Tainug. That's not enough of an Isser. This is Dafkur a shoe. So therefore it's back Shver. Why by Ampila is it Usser on you also on Kippur? L'chayr, it's not a shoe. L'chayr, it's not a shoe. Lamai says, I want to point out something out, that it says over here, it's a tainu. We prove there's no it's a tainu, because this Rav Huna walked around with a sudra. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down the Ramah, Mekomakim ha-machma tavala bracha. That if someone's machma and not to wear something very comfortable, tavala bracha, that's why some people like not to dafka wear something like Crocs. They wear it all year round for comfort. They wear it on Kippur. Some people have a meaning. I'm not saying it's a chumrah. Machma tavala bracha. Remember what's a chumrah? You have to know. But there is a chumrah not to wear something very comfortable. Some people get these shoes that's mamash a shoe, just not leather. So on Tisha B'Av, it's more of a hetokadir. It's a var of avelus. But on Kippur, it's a vat of inui, is represent Indian to wear a shoe that's a little bit more ma'una. Okay, stam, Hilchasim Kippur in the middle of the summer. Elo Amarava. So back to our program, we have a kasha. Stira and Ampila. There's a stira and Ampila. And our Mishnah says Ampila is not a shoe, and Hilchasim Kippur, Smashmet is a shoe. Elo Amarava, like kasha. Kamba Pila Shalar, Kamba Pila Shalbeg. There's two types of Ampila, two types of slippers. One's a leather slipper, and one's a beged slipper. It's like that. We have a stira in Yom Kippur alone. The Tanya is not a bris regarding Yom Kippur. You shouldn't wear these, a certain type of shoe made out of leather that they used to wear as rubbers to cover the outside of the shoe. They used to wear it to protect the shoe. You can't wear that in the house. You can't wear it even in the house. You can't wear that because that is considered a shoe. Aval, you're allowed to wear slippers. So I got it. I wear slippers. Pesach Beisa. I'm not going to get into that. Why that Pesach Beisa? I'm not going to get into that now. But like upon him, you see, they allowed to wear slippers by Yom Kippur. So it's a stira. I'm peeling myself as a stira. El Alav Shmami No. Kamba Pila Shel Ar. Kamba Pila Shel Begat. Shmami No. It must be Kamba Pila Shel Ar. Kamba Pila Shel Begat. Two types of slippers. Shmami No. And our Mishnah that says that it's no good. It's no good at what? I'm Pila Shel Begat. Very good, everyone. Tanya Kavah Seh Derava. We learned that a brisa like Rava. Tanya say to Rava, Chalza b'minol hanifrom. We bring a raya to Rava. Chalza b'minol hanifrom. If you did chalitza with a minol that's ripped, but shechoyfetz roi a regal, it covers most of the regal. Or b'sandal hanifchas, it covers a regal. Or a sandal that's missing part of it, but it covers roi a regal. B'sandal shal sham v'shal siv. Or it was a sandal not made out of leather, made out of sham or siv, which is cork, or some kind of reeds, or some kind of rubber, bekava kita, or they do chalitza with the kava kita, which means that if someone loyal does not have a foot, and it's missing from below his knees, but missing, he has on a stump, he has a little shoe, it's called a kava kita, and that shoe is considered a chalitza shoe b'diavad. Bemoik is something made out of felt, but strong, and it protects the foot, so that also considered a shoe. Besmichas araglayim, that is someone who can't walk with his feet, and he has to schlep himself with his hands, so he covers his feet with a certain type of shoe called smichas araglayim. That's also good b'diavad. Bampila shel ar, with a slipper of ar, v'acheletz is min ha-gadol, and the chalitza comes from a gadol, bein oimei saif, he's standing, bein yoshev saif, he's sitting, bein moita saif, he's leaning, v'acheletz is min ha-suma, or if he gets chalitza from a suma, chalitzasa ksheira. The halach is, the chalitza is kosher. All these things, the chalitza is kosher. And that includes over here, a kav hakita, which is actually made out of wood, and it says, sham and siv, and moik, and smichas araglaim, and pila shaar, all these things are kosher. Avol minal anif from sheikh chayvus reviragal, if the shoe is ripped so much, doesn't cover most of the foot, besanla anif chashen mekavos reviragal, or it's a sandal that's so much missing, it's not makabel rever egal. Vesmichas yadayim, and the things that covered your hands when someone's walking on his hands. Uvam pila shel beged, and am pila shel beged. Vichaletz min hakatan, or he gets litz min hakatan. All these things, chalitza apsulos. What does it say over here? It's two types of pilas. A pila shor is kosher. A pila shel beged says chalitzasa pesula. And in Metz Hashem, on the next year, we'll stop from cutting right in the middle of this Gemara from Kavakita, just to handle leather, not leather. But like upon him, that's what comes up as Bryce. You see, there's two type of Ampila. Ampila Shel Beged, Ampila Shel Ar.